the English soprano saxophonist Lowell Coxhill. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says when he reviewed solo saxophonist Evan Parker on the show last fall, he was surprised and pleased by the positive response, so he thought he'd tempt fate today by introducing us to another of his favorite musicians that few people have heard of.
The late 60s and early 70s was the boom period for unaccompanied jazz saxophone. Coleman Hawkins and Eric Dolphy had recorded a few solo pieces earlier, but suddenly a handful of saxophonists were playing alone in public. Anthony Braxton, Roscoe Mitchell, Evan Parker, Steve Lacy, and Lowell Coxhill. A soft-spoken and imposing man of 61, he plays the way the Pied Piper of Hamelin might if he'd had a saxophone. Coxhill also works as an actor. He turned up in the film Orlando, and has recorded as a crooning ballad singer, and as a musical satirist with the trio The Melody Four. I like that stuff, but his solo work is the most distinctive, partly for the way he bends notes, sliding around like a trombonist. That's Lowell Coxhill on the CD The Dunois Solos on the French label Nato. Everything about Coxhill's soprano sax playing is slippery, not just his sense of pitch. As he bends notes, he also adjusts the density or purity of his tone. He lets the volume swell up or down and lets the beat expand or contract. Like Evan Parker, he'll instantly create a musical space unlike anyone else's, a space in which all the laws are consistent. No matter how radical it may sound, no musical style drops out of the sky like the stork brought it. Lowell Coxhill's main inspiration was the eccentric clarinetist Pee Wee Russell. You can hear the slinky alto sax of Johnny Hodges in there, too. So yes, Coxhill has those all-important jazz roots, but you know, those jazz roots aren't really that important. These days, you can't play jazz or klezmer or polka without debating how authentic it is. But what's really important is that such labels not be used to ignore good music that doesn't fit established categories. Is this music jazz? I don't know. Depends on when you ask me. Is it good? Every time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat, CD Review, Coda, and The Village Voice. He reviewed the Dunois solos on the French label Nato, featuring the English saxophonist Lowell Coxhill.